Now, it's exactly 4 weeks until Budget 2014 and the last round of pleadings from business groups to the Finance Minister Michael Noonan has taken place. The Society of the Irish Motor Industry in Ireland are warning that 5,000 jobs could be lost in the car sector over the next 5 years, but it has put forward a plan. It's called the Swappage Scheme. And to tell us more, we're joined by Brian Cook, Deputy Director of the Society for the Motor Industry in Ireland. Brian, very good morning.
Good morning, let me just start off.
You're warning 5,000 job losses. Surely we don't even have that many people employed in car dealerships?
Okay, well, I mean, the industry as a whole has nearly 37,000 people employed. We have members in nearly 400 towns in the country, so there is a significant number of people employed in the retail motor sector. So I think it is very important employment, and it is local employment. And I think if you look at historically, as new car sales have gone up, employment in our sector has gone up. It peaked at nearly 50,000 in 2007. When new car sales go down, we shed jobs. And I think, I do think there is a significant number of jobs, and they are local jobs in the Irish motor industry.
You've proposed something called a swappage scheme to the Minister. Tell us about that.
Well, I think as the name suggests, I think many of your listeners will be familiar with the concept of scrappage, which we had a few years ago. There's a lot of tax in a new car in Ireland, about €8,000. Over half of that is vehicle registration tax. And what swappage is, it's a fairly basic proposition, is that the proposal is a €2,000 VRT reduction for a customer buying a car where they have a trade-in which is 6 years or older. And unlike scrappage, the trade-in wouldn't be scrapped. So the trade-in itself will go into the dealer's used car stock, and he would need to prepare it, so there will be work for his workshop, and there will also be a used car to retail. So for people who didn't want to buy a new car, there will be a quality used car stock. But the used car stock in Ireland would improve as well. So I'd say it's a fairly basic thing, but it has the potential to benefit the industry more than scrappage, because it's not just focused on the new car.
A 2,000 subsidy, effectively. I mean, how much would this cost the government in lost VRT?
Well, I think, we have done the deadweight analysis. We've analysed the car market over a 15-month period. We've looked at the age profile of trade-ins. And if they didn't do one extra sale, it would cost state about €26 million. However, I think if you look at the scrappage, the years we had scrappage, we got about 17,000 extra sales. If something similar happened with swappage, the government would benefit in net VRT and VAT gains to the tune of about €80 million and probably 2,200 extra jobs as well. So they wouldn't need to sell a whole lot. We estimate about 4,000 additional car sales just to cover the cost. But looking at the history of scrappage, we would anticipate that the increase in sales will be significantly more than that.
I know it was a very difficult start to the year because of the 13 registrate, but you look at since June when 132 came out, I thought things were booming.
Well, things have definitely improved. I think, our proposal on the registration plate, which we had suggested for a number of years, it wasn't just a 13 issue. The point of that was to try and spread sales out better during the year. And car sales have gone up since July. They've actually gone up by slightly more than we had anticipated. However, if you look at the year as a whole, new car sales by the end of the year will probably be in the region of 73,000, which is about 7.5% down on 2012, and which is about 50% of normal levels. So I think what it has achieved is it has started to spread sales out, which will benefit the industry. It'll also benefit customers, because people now buying a car in the second half of the year will have a car which does have a greater perceived value, but it doesn't turn a bad year into a good year.
What's been the soundings from Minister Noonan and the Department of Finance on this scheme?
Well, I think in recent years, I think we've always got a very fair hearing. Even last year, when some of the motor tax heads were actually increased, we got a very, very fair hearing. We don't know. I think we've presented a very good case to them so far. But like everybody, we'll only find out on October the 15th. But I would say we have had a very fair hearing so far.
Okay, Brian Cook, Deputy Director of the Society for the Motor Industry in Ireland, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We'll find out whether Michael Noonan has heard the calls from Simi as to introduce this swap-it scheme. Cost $2,000 in VRT or lost VRT, with Simi thinks they'll make up for it in increased car sales. Let us know your views on that. 53106.